We hear in the Gospel of Luke, they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Come join us today on The Way with DJ. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Advent. It is the middle of the first week of Advent while I'm recording this, and I'd like to welcome you to Advent, to the new liturgical year, this cycle B, the year of Mark. And today, what we're going to be doing is talking about holy orders. And to kind of finish and round out our series on the seven sacraments. Now, during the course of this series, what I've done is I've kind of talked about some of the misconceptions about the particular sacraments that that we were talking about, that we went through. And these misconceptions sometimes are things that people don't fully understand about the sacrament. Maybe it's something that they've heard from their friends, or maybe they've read somewhere in a secular newspaper or heard some commentator somewhere say something about it. And they're not getting the right information. They're not getting the information that they should. And so hopefully with this series, what I've done, or what I've tried to do at least, is kind of dispel some of those myths, kind of dispel some of those misconceptions. And Holy Orders, the sacrament that we're going to be talking about today, has its own set of misconceptions. A lot of times when people say or hear the words Holy Orders, they basically feel that that is only when a man is ordained to the priesthood. But it is, in fact, a three-rank sacrament. So there are three ranks to it. There is the rank of deacon, there is the rank of priest, and then there is the rank of bishop. Now, the sacrament itself imposes what's called a sacramental character, or in other words, another word for this that a lot of people like to use is indelible mark. And the indelible mark is something that is only received in the sacrament of Holy Orders, but also in the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of confirmation. So if you look at those sacraments have a sacramental character where you can only receive them once. You only are baptized one time. You only receive confirmation one time. You already receive the sacrament of Holy Orders based on these different these three ranks only one time. And if you examine the three ranks, which we're going to do in this podcast, there are stark differences between those orders, between those three orders, the order of deacon, the order of presbyter or priest, and the order of bishop. Now, we have to realize that people who feel called to these ministries, men who feel called to these ministries, are called to ministry in different ways. And I like to share my story, being a permanent deacon myself. There's a misconception that people might have that deacons are kind of low men on the totem pole, so to speak, or low men on the ranks. And so they are kind of looked at as kind of the lower or the lowest of the rank. And so they shouldn't be treated as with the same amount of respect that a priest is or a bishop is and so on. And so I'd like to kind of share my story a little bit. So when I was ordained for the diaconate, it was made very clear to us that if our wives should predecease us, so if Nancy, my wife, should die, God forbid, that we would not be able to remarry at that point. And so I have a lot of people that will ask me, including my own children sometime, will come to me and they'll say, "Well, you know, I know for a fact that if something happened to Mom or if something happened to Nancy, that you would go ahead and you would just continue on and become a priest." And that's not the case. And it's not the case because priesthood is not something that I feel called to. I feel called to the diaconate, and I continue to feel called to the diaconate. So we are called to ministry in different ways. And so I hope that that kind of dispels that misconception. Now, there are the three ranks, and I would like to talk about each one of those ranks now. So the first rank, that any man who receives the Sacrament of Holy Orders receives, is the rank of deacon, so the ministry of deacon. And so deacons are called to ministry. They're called to ministry to other people. In other words, they're called to servant. We are configured to Christ himself as the servant. And so we are called to serve. And deacons are specifically called to serve at the altar. So called to serve liturgy, called to serve the word, and called to serve charity. Now, the deacon is configured to Christ the servant, and he is, you know, you can tell a deacon, or you can tell that someone is a deacon by what he wears up on the altar, for sure. So he wears the stole over the, as a sash, over the right shoulder. He also wears, in many cases, and especially in our parish here, a dalmatic, which looks like a chasuble that a priest wears, but is different. So you should always maybe ask one of your priests and ask one of your deacons to kind of show you the difference. And the major difference is that the dalmatic has sleeves. So it is a sleeve, it has sleeves that the deacon puts through. And if you can kind of look at it, if you ask him to kind of lift up his arms, he would be able to show you those sleeves. And the reason why we have those sleeves is because, again, we are configured to servanthood. And so as you serve, you need those sleeves to kind of help you along that way. The other thing, too, is that the deacon can also be kind of looked at as somebody that carries the book of the Gospels in at Mass. And so that, again, goes to his ministry as the minister of the Gospel. So he reads the Gospel at Mass. He goes ahead and carries that book of the Gospels in at Mass. And so, again, that goes to his ministry to the Word. Now, when we talk about the rank of priest, we talk about someone who is a co-worker or is ordained. So when they receive the Sacrament of Holy Orders as a priest, you are ordained to Christ the head. So Christ the priest. Christ the priest in the church. And that is what you're called to do. So you're called to offer sacrifice. And the best way, or the most wonderful way that a priest offers sacrifice, is through the celebration of the Eucharist. And so the priest can be identified by wearing a chasuble, a dark garment over his that kind of looks almost like a mini tent, and then a stole that is worn over the neck. So the priest can obviously consecrate the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Christ. He can anoint, he can baptize, he can witness marriages, he can do all of those things. And so it is, a wonderful, wonderful thing to be called to the priesthood. One of the little things, and I kind of was going to mention this in the podcast, is when a man is ordained a priest, he has his hands that are anointed with sacred chrism. And that sacred chrism is then wiped off using a cloth, and that is called a manutergium. And that manutergium is a cloth that the bishop uses to wipe the priest's hands after they have been anointed. And this manutergium is given to the priest's priest's mom. And the mom then is given that, and if she should predecease her son, which most of the time the moms do, that is put into her casket. And when she goes and given to her in her casket. And so the beautiful tradition is that when the mother is going and meeting God at the pearly gates, or meeting God in heaven, God will come up to her and say, "What have you given to me?" I have given you life, what have you given to me? And the mother can then respond by showing God this cloth, and she can say, my son who shared in your priesthood. Another wonderful thing that priests can do is that they are usually given a first stole for the first sacrament of reconciliation that they hear. And then that is given to their fathers. So that's given to their dads, because the father is someone who has taught that priest the concept in the first way, you know, in the first way of justice and mercy. And then one of the other things that a priest is given during the course of the ordination ceremony or the ordination mass is the chalice and the paten. So it is a very beautiful, beautiful traditions that in all of these ordination masses have different parts to them that kind of help and kind of show that this is what those ranks of holy orders have to do and who they symbolize and who they what are the some of the things that they use. Then when we talk about the bishop is someone who is a priest, someone who has been ordained a priest and is being called to what is called the fullness of holy orders. And so the bishop is consecrated, ordained, but also consecrated to the offices of teaching, sanctifying, and ruling. And so they are called to be successors to the apostles. And so they receive the fullness of holy orders. Now, some of the things that a bishop receives, obviously, at holy orders, we've all seen bishops before, or pictures of them, is that when they are ordained a bishop or consecrated a bishop, they have chrism that is actually poured on their head. So they are consecrated in a different way than a priest would be consecrated, because they are called to, again, teach, sanctify, and rule. They are given a mitre, which is, a lot of people say that's the pointy hat, and they are given a mitre, so again, that kind of shows their office. They're also given a crozier. The crozier is another word for staff. And so, again, it kind of shows that they are shepherds of their people. And then finally, they are given a ring to show that they are married in a very particular way to Christ and that they are married to his church. Now, when a bishop is consecrated or a bishop is ordained, there are co-consecrators. So there are two bishops that actually do the consecration. And those two bishops are called co-consecrators. And again, they are shown to be the successors of the apostles. So that kind of gives you kind of an overview of what the Sacrament of Holy Orders is. And it kind of dispels some of the misconceptions that you might have, that it's not just priests that are ordained, that it is truly, you know, men that have been called to service to ministry in the terms of the deacon, service to as co-worker or ordained to Christ the head and as far as the priest, and service to the teaching, sanctifying, and ruling part of the church in the case of a bishop. And so, hopefully, this sacramental character, this indelible mark that is put on these men as they are ordained for service to the church, is something that is a good thing. And hopefully, you have encountered good priests and good bishops and good deacons along the way. And I continue to ask you to pray for all of us that are ordained as workers in the vineyard of the Lord, but as we also will pray for you in a very, very special way as well. And thanks again for listening to this series on the seven sacraments. And hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll be able to get maybe an Advent podcast out. And if not an Advent podcast, definitely a Christmas podcast. So may God continue to bless you and hold you in the palm of his hand.